exodus from the island. Long Island residents are moving out of state, as Newsline heard from Newsday reporter Robert Brodsky.
First of all, you have some numbers on how many people moved out between, what was it, 2017 and 2022, I believe.
That's correct, and thanks for having me here. So the numbers from the Long Island Association's Research Institute, which is the region's largest business group, found that 110,000 residents moved out of state or migrated out of state between the years of 2017 and 2022. That, to put that in perspective, that's roughly the population of the city of Long Beach, the village of Mineola, and the towns of Riverhead and Southold combined.
Wow.
Those numbers reflect both the number of individuals who are moving out of state and the number of individuals who are moving within the state, moving to Long Island from New York City and otherwise.
And what parts of Long Island are they leaving?
They're leaving pretty much every part of Long Island, and they're heading further south generally. The majority of people who are leaving Long Island are younger individuals. These are individuals who are unmarried, without a home, without kids, generally earn lower salaries, and they're heading to Florida, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Connecticut, and South Carolina.
And that is the issue, right? Trying to buy a home. We've done a number of interviews with Long Island realtors. They're still having bidding wars there. It's just tough for young people to buy a house on Long Island.
Right. That's the general consensus of what this report shows, is that individuals are struggling. Young people are struggling to be able to afford to buy a home. They're struggling to find a job that can afford this. There's not enough rental housing stock. So individuals are choosing to relocate to other locations. But the other part of the story is that we are seeing an influx of intrastate residents moving from New York City to Long Island, mostly from Queens, Brooklyn, and Manhattan. Now, it doesn't make up for the difference of individuals leaving Long Island to go out of state, but it does offset the numbers somewhat.
And why are they moving to Long Island?
They're moving to Long Island from New York City for a host of other reasons. Could be for job opportunities, could be for safety reasons. Obviously, new families want to have a little bit more space when they buy a home and have children.
Right. And we've been talking about home prices. And what about maybe more established couples on Long Island? Are they trying to get away from high taxes?
Right. The report doesn't go into the specific details. It's not a it's a demographics report, but it does show that individuals from pretty much every age bracket are leaving Long Island. They are leaving the state in general. They seem to be frustrated with the cost of living in general. There's also some issues about child care issues. So they are leaving in big droves. They have been coming for some time now. And in fact, 2022 was the largest number of Long Islanders leaving the state of any year that they studied. So 2022. So it seems to be happening in increasing numbers.
Yeah. Your article, by the way, mentions the respective Nassau and Suffolk executives. Did they tell you anything besides, yeah, gee, that's too bad?
Well, there seems to be some level of frustration from both the county executives of Nassau, that's Bruce Blakeman, and Ed Romaine in Suffolk County. They seem to be, these have been longstanding arguments that have been going on for more than a decade about high taxes, issues about crime, issues about lack of rental stock on Long Island. There's a level of frustration. There's just a question about how much can be done on Long Island to reverse this trend. But there are some high level of concerns that if this goes on for too long, it may not be reversible.
All right. Well, great to have you here. Newsday's Robert Brodsky with that story about people moving out from Long Island. Thank you.